The seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the pride and joy of this noble ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the embodiment of the Islamic personality and character. His sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life was the most perfect actualization of the hukum sharia, and his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mission was the exemplary method of the implementation of Islam. Inshallah, this series will focus on lessons from the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that are pertinent to the resumption of the Islamic way of life and the re-establishment of the righteous Khilafah.
Seerah, episode 36. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy, the one who fulfilled the hopes of the weak. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. In the last few episodes, we were talking about the spread of Islam in Medina. One young man from Makkah was all that it took. Musab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, about whom we mentioned was brought up in luxury and comfort, and used to be seen by the youth of Makkah with an eye of jealousy. Then the time came when he accepted Islam, and his mother stopped all his comforts and amenities. He chose Islam over his luxurious life. Allah then gave him the honor of being that young man who would be studied, revered, and a man the whole ummah would remember as being worthy of envy for what he achieved in Medina. Musab continued his dawah to the extent that no house remained in Medina except that some man or woman in it had embraced Islam. He stayed for one whole year among the Aus and Khazraj. He was teaching people Islam and very contently watching as those people were going to support Islam with all their existence. Musab radiallahu anhu would go door to door knocking on people's homes to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would also go to the areas on the outskirts of Medina to talk with people. He would also go to the leaders of tribes to call them to Islam. He would plan and choose the best styles to deliver the message in the best way possible, as he did with Usayd ibn Hudayr. Musab radiallahu anhu in 1 year was able to change the people of Medina's thoughts from being inclined towards idol worship to Tawheed and Iman, and to change their wrong emotions and sentiments to those of Islam. They started to move away from shirk and abstaining from wrong practices like cheating in the scales. Medina was indeed different to Makkah. Despite the relatively large number of those who embraced Islam in Makkah, the people at large remained alienated from them, for the groups did not respond to Islam, and society was not affected by the Islamic thoughts and emotions. By contrast, the majority of people in Medina embraced Islam, and Islam made an impact in the collective heart of the Medinan society, and their thoughts and emotions were radically transformed. The Medinan society was affected by Islam more than the Meccan society. People in Medina had sensed the falsehood of the thoughts they were carrying, and they had been searching for other thoughts and other ways of life. By contrast, the Meccan society was satisfied with its state of affairs and anxious to maintain it, especially the heads of disbelief such as Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, and Abu Sufyan. It took Musab ibn Umair only a short time to witness the response to the dawah. He went on calling people to Islam and culturing them with Quran and Hadith. He would witness the people's willingness to accept Islam and their enthusiasm to learn and acquire the knowledge of Islam. And this would make him rejoice. He would wonder in astonishment as the number of Muslims grew and Islam spread in front of his very eyes. And this would encourage him to multiply his efforts. When the season of Hajj came, he returned to Makkah and reported to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He gave him an account of the Muslims in Medina and their growing might, and about Islam and its rapid spread, describing the state of the Medinian society and how people there talked only about Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and how Islam occupied center stage. Musab informed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the strength of the Muslims and their deterrent might, which made Islam the dominant force in Medina. He also informed him that some Muslims, whose belief had grown stronger and whose determination to carry the message and defend the deen of Allah had become greater than ever, and that they would be coming to Makkah that year. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very pleased with the news brought by Musab and began thinking long and hard about this matter and comparing the Meccan society with that of Medina. He, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had spent 12 consecutive years in Makkah calling for the deen of Allah, exhausting all his efforts, devoting all his time, and seizing every single opportunity, enduring in the process all types of hardship, suffering and oppression. Despite all that, society in Makkah remained as stubborn as ever, and the Dawah never managed to break through, due to the remorseless and frigid hearts and ruthless feelings of the Meccan people, whose adamant minds would not break away from the past. The Meccan society was harsh, and its openness to the Dawah was absent due to the deeply rooted idolatrous polytheism within the hearts of its people, for Makkah was the main center of shirk. In Medina, things were different. Hardly 1 year had elapsed since a group of the Khazraj embraced Islam and the first pledge of Aqaba took place. Then came the efforts of Musab ibn Umair the year after, and this was enough to generate an Islamic atmosphere in Medina and to pave the way for people to embrace Islam at an astonishing rate. The message of Allah in Makkah had stopped with those who had embraced Islam, with the persecution and oppression inflicted upon them by the Quraysh. In Medina, Islam had spread rapidly, with the Muslims there not having to suffer the persecution by the Jews and the disbelievers. This helped Islam to become deeply rooted in people's hearts and to pave the way for Muslims. Therefore, it became clear to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Medina was a more suitable center for the Dawah. So what did he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, want to do after reaching this conclusion? This and more in the next episode, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.